From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Rebel forces in eastern Libya are holding firm in the face of new airstrikes by Libyan warplanes on the key port city of Brega. Opposition groups have been appealing to the United States and other countries to impose a no-fly zone over Libya to halt attacks. But former NATO Supreme Commander General Wesley Clark tells CBS's The Early Show that's easier said than done.
The real risks are not to our flyers. They're what's down the road. Where does it lead? If the no-fly zone is effective and no aircraft are flying, but Gaddafi's forces succeed on the ground, then what's the next step?
Government workers and relief groups in Tunisia are struggling to cope with the exodus of people fleeing the violence in Libya. NPR's David Green in Tunisia says thousands of people are crossing the border each day.
Aid organizations say that the Tunisian government has been overwhelmed. And it's worth mentioning that this is a government that just came into power. It's an interim government. The first revolution in the string of revolutions taking place in this part of the world, it began here. The first was in Tunisia back in January. So this is an interim government that was shaky as it was. And now they're dealing with a refugee crisis. The people arriving here say they have been treated really well by the Tunisian people and Tunisian aid workers.
NPR's David Green reporting from Tunisia. At least 10 people are dead and more than twice that number wounded in northern Iraq from a suicide bomb attack. NPR's Mike Schuster in Baghdad says the death toll could rise.
Most of the victims appear to have been police or army personnel who gathered at a government bank to receive their pay. The bomber, wearing an explosive vest, targeted a group of soldiers who were standing outside in front of the bank. Haditha is located about 120 miles northwest of Baghdad. This is believed to have been the first suicide bombing in the town in nearly 2 years. Across Iraq, suicide bombings like this have diminished in frequency over the past year. Nevertheless, they do occur with some regularity, and the bombers often target places where police and military personnel are concentrated. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.
The White House is warning against dragging out the political haggling over the budget and spending cuts in a series of stopgap measures to keep the government running. President Obama has signed the latest temporary spending measure, but it provides funding for only 2 weeks. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney.
It is no way to run a business or a government to examine, you know, to wonder every 2 weeks if we're going to be able to keep in operation the following week.
Carney says the focus now needs to be on finding common ground to reach a long-term budget solution, but House Speaker John Boehner says he'd like to see Senate Democrats put some spending cuts on the table.
How do you start a conversation where one house has spoken, but the other house hasn't?
Congressional Republicans want a total of $60 billion in spending cuts through the rest of the fiscal year, which ends in September. This is NPR News from Washington. A government official in Germany says the man accused in the attack on U.S. Air Force personnel at the Frankfurt International Airport is claiming that he acted alone and was not linked to any terrorist group. Two airmen were killed and two others wounded in the attack. The suspect's family says he worked at the airport and is a devout Muslim. A midnight deadline is looming for the National Football League and its players' union to reach a new collective bargaining agreement. Talks with the federal mediator resume in the nation's capital this morning, but NPR's Giles Snyder reports there's been no word of any significant progress.
Information on how the talks are going is hard to come by. That's because the mediator has asked both sides to stay silent. The biggest sticking point, though, centers on how to divide the league's revenues, which total some $9 billion annually. There's been talk of a player lockout if no agreement is reached. The union could also decertify itself, positioning players for an antitrust challenge to the owners. It's also possible that the league and the players' union could agree to extend the deadline for reaching a new agreement. The last time a labor dispute marred an NFL season was back in 1987. A 24-day player strike prompted owners to use replacements back then, but the players ended up winning the right to free agency. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The head of the Postal Service says it will run out of money by this fall unless Congress finds a way to help it cover costs such as medical expenses for postal workers and retirees.
The Postal Service will not have the cash available to make these payments. We need legislation this year to address that fact.
Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe testifying before a House panel. Donahoe says the Postal Service's budget crunch comes despite cutting costs by $3 billion last year and another $2 billion this year. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.